Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Yi.
I'm Chen Xuan.
An engine for the first Chinese-made cruise ship has been tested today, making a new phase in the shipbuilding process. Shanghai Waigaoqiao Shipbuilding Corporation is building it. Zhang Hong brings us the details.
The first domestically made large cruise ship has five high-powered engines. Their combined power hits 62,400 kilowatts, similar to the installed capacity of a small to medium-sized hydropower station. The engine tested today has 9,600 kilowatts of power and will serve as the heart of the cruise ship.
The engine generates power to propel the ship and provides electricity to cabins, air conditioning, and lighting. The ship requires 20 times as much electricity as a bulk carrier.
The ship will measure 323.6 meters long, 37.2 meters wide, and 72.2 meters tall upon completion. With 2,125 guest rooms, the ship will have a capacity of 5,246 passengers. These modules that look like closets are actually passenger cabins and will be installed soon.
There will be a living area, a small desk, and a bathroom in the cabin. It's over 10 square meters and can accommodate 1 to 2 people.
The ship will also have a restaurant, a shopping mall, and more than 10,000 square meters of decks. A glass ceiling has been installed above the swimming pool on the deck and can be opened or closed depending on the weather. The ship is expected to be completed next year. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Museums, art galleries, and all A-level scenic spots in Shanghai reopened today. All have limited the number of visitors to reduce the risk of coronavirus transmission. Lei Shuan has more.
At 8:30 a.m., visitors started to queue outside Shanghai Museum. After 45 minutes, they entered after scanning the venue code and passing both security and temperature checks. The museum gave each visitor a customized mask with a tiger on it. The exhibition, Treasure of Prosperity, Gifts for Shanghai Museum, was for many the main attraction to come today.
I made a reservation as soon as I heard the museum was going to reopen.
You can't really describe the exhibition. It is gorgeous. I asked for leave today and came specifically for the exhibition.
The exhibition will run until January the 8th, 2023.
It is an attractive exhibition, and we want to appeal to demands, so we extended it for another 3 months. In July, we will open 2 new exhibitions.
Shanghai Natural History Museum reopened today to the delight of youngsters.
I love the animals in the museum. I'm happy to visit here.
The indoor educational activities and cinema haven't reopened just yet, but 2 special exhibitions will be extended. The museum has also updated several exhibits.
We put some new species in the experiencing nature area, which is the museum's most popular area.
Shanghai Science and Technology Museum and the Museum of Art Pudong also reopened. Cinemas, theaters, libraries, and concert halls will be allowed to reopen at reduced capacity on July the 8th. Lei Shuan, Shanghai Live.
A ship carrying 7,000 tons of grain set sail from Ukraine's occupied port city of Berdyansk in what Russian officials say is the first such shipment from the Ukrainian port since the conflict began. Stephen Rancourt has the story.
Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday denied that Moscow was blocking Ukrainian grain exports. Putin repeated Russia's assertion that Western sanctions are to blame for problems on the global food market and rising prices. The United Nations has said the world is facing an unprecedented hunger crisis due to plunging grain exports as a result of the conflict in Ukraine, and that ensuring Ukraine can export agricultural products is key to resolving the issue.
Nevertheless, this export of Ukrainian grain is probably important, too, and we are not preventing the export of Ukrainian grain.
However, U.S. President Joe Biden said Russia is the reason people are spending more at the pump during the NATO summit. He's talking with allies about setting a cap on the price of Russian oil, limiting how much money Moscow can make from its exports.
The reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the food crisis exists is because of Russia. Russia not allowing grain to get out of Ukraine.
The United Nations estimated in early May that 22 million tons of grain was stuck in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in June that this could rise to 75 million tons by this autumn. Putin also said he wanted Russia to maintain its position as the world's largest wheat exporter. It currently accounts for around a fifth of global sales. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.